بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله العليم الخبير المتقن نظام العالم بلا معين ونصير، فسبحان الله الذي حكمته بالغة وعلمه غزير ونعمه واصلة إلى كل صغير وكبير. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له في نقير ولا قطمير، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله الذي هدانا بكتاب منير ودعانا إلى الله بالإنذار والتبشير، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ما دامت الكواكب تسير. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم. صدق الله العظيم. Honorable scholars, respected brothers, friends and elders, there are two key ingredients amongst others which are imperative and integral for the growth, the development and the advancement of any human. And both are of equal importance. If there's a lack in either of the two, proportionately it will negatively impact the growth of that individual. The first is every human without exception. For our growth and our development and our maturity, we need someone to critique us. They say some people only grow old, they don't mature. Some people only grow old, they don't mature. There has to be someone in our life to critique us. That is why the pious predecessors, they used to have a system called mu'akhat, where two people will pay up. One will say to the other, listen, let me be frank with you. My wrong I cannot see, your wrong you cannot see. So we're going to have an open relationship. Whenever I see you doing something wrong, I'm going to tell it to you. You don't take offense, I don't take offense. And this was a system they had established because human nature is such. I often use this expression and excuse the pun. If somebody releases wind or flatulence, people are like blocking their noses. We need cross ventilation here, brothers. Looks like some people had beans for breakfast. And you could be sitting in the loo and defecating for half an hour. You never offended by the stench of your own feces. You ever heard a person who needed to run from the loo because he was offended by his own? So you can defecate for half an hour. It's not a problem. But let the next man pass wind, and I'm afraid, you know what? It stench is a foul smell. That's human nature. We're super tolerant to our own weaknesses. And we lack total tolerances to the challenges of others. So every one of us needs someone in our life to critique us to the extent. And I pay tribute to my dad in this regard often. I have no capacity to advocate anything in regards to oratory. But Allah bless him, for 15 consecutive years he would critique my talks. And often I used to get disillusioned by him. But I used to hold my emotions back because this is my dad, it's his vision and it's his good interest. But 15 consecutive years, this is not right, you're not speaking like this, your command of the language is not right, your body language is not right, you're not smiling correctly with the people, post the lecture you're not greeting, and we all need it. To the extent, leave me, I'm a regular infallible mortal, the galaxy of Anbiya. Ya Nuhu innahu laysa min ahlik. O Nuh, don't ask us about the salvation of your son, he is not your son. عَفَى اللَّهُ عَنْكَ لِمَ أَذِنْتَ لَهُمْ. O Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we have pardoned you, but why did you consent for the hypocrites not to participate in Tabuk? They were not going to participate in any instance, but by you consenting, they legitimizing their absence. وَلَوْ أَرَادُوا الْخُرُوجَ لَأَعَدُّوا لَهُ عُدَّةً. If they were genuine in their claim of commitment and participation, they would have made provisions. وَلَكِنْ كَرِهَ اللَّهُمْ بِعَاثَهُمْ. But Allah disliked their participation. فَثَبَّطَهُمْ. That's the beauty of the Arabic language. ثَبَّطَ means to keep firm. And ثَبَّطَهُمْ فَكَسَّلَهُمْ. Allah kept them back. Allah kept them back. So even the galaxy of Anbiya, from time to time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would modestly chastise them and reproach them. And then is the second angle, and that's the focus of my talk. Every one of us is in need of someone praising us. There are two things that is inherent to human nature, regardless of who you are.
We love to be praised and we love to receive a gift. Let's be candid and honest about it. You can be super affluent, but if somebody gives you a gift, there's an element of surprise, there's an element of excitement in it, and if somebody acknowledges you. And that was the beauty of Sahaba. The hadith is in Bukhari. A companion came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, "O Prophet of Allah, I pray salah for the pleasure of Allah. I'm motivated by the pleasure of Allah. But people praise me, and I like the praise. I feel good about it. Where does this fit in terms of my ikhlas? How does this whole puzzle fit in? So I'm not driven by their praise. I'm not motivated by their praise. I'm driven by the pleasure of Allah. But yes, they praise me. What is this? Should I oppose the praise? Is it fine?" He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Tilka ajilu bushra al-mu'min." That is the immediate glad tidings Allah is giving you in this world. So when you look at the praises that Allah had lavishly conferred on the Anbiya, "Inna Ibrahim la halimun awwahum munib." Imam Qurtubi says, Awwah has 14 meanings. Halim, the tolerant. He was a nation by himself. Different Anbiya Allah had praised. Now I want to focus on this. Unfortunately today in our society, there's a great void and a vacuum where we don't have the courage to praise others. In English they say, by blowing off the candle of another, you don't make yours any brighter. By blowing off the candle of another. No, he's useless. And that's the sign not of a believer. A believer is one who will praise you in your presence and in behind. Of course, there are a hadith, and I want to contextualize this, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Idha ra'aytumul maddahin fahthu fi wujuhihim al-turab." When you see people come and lavishly praise people on their faces, then hurl sand on their faces. That's a hadith. The scholars of hadith say, "Huwa al-madhu al-batil wal-madhu al-kadhib." This refers to flattery, and this refers to false praises. The English proverb is, when flatterers meet, the devil goes for dinner. When flatterers meet, the devil goes for dinner. Imam Nawawi, the great muhaddith, says, وَقَدْ جَاءَتْ أَحَادِيثُ كَثِيرًا فِي الصَّحِيحَيْنِ بِالْمَدْحِ عَلَى الْوَجْهِ قَالَ الْعُلَمَاءُ وَطَرِيقُ الْجَمْعِ بَيْنَهُمَا أَنَّ النَّهْيَ مَحْمُولٌ عَلَى الْمُجَازَفَةِ فِي الْمَدْحِ أَوْ الْإِزْدِيَادِ فِي الْأَوْصَافِ أو على من يخاف عليه فتنة من إعجاب ونحوه إذا سمع المدح وأما من لا يخاف عليه ذلك لكمال تقواه ورسوخ عقله فلا نهي في مدحه في وجهه إذا لم يكن فيه مجازفة بل إن كان يحصل بذلك مصلحة كنشطه للخير أو الازدياد منه أو الاقتداء منه كان مستحباً." Imam Nawawi says, let's reconcile academically. There is this categoric prophetic prohibition that don't lavishly hurl praises on people's face. Yet the books of hadith are replete. The books of hadith are replete where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had generously conferred praises. We need to become those who are, a man is working for 20 years. Be it in a corporate environment or in a religious institution, seldom have you ever heard the boss or the senior or the man in power, "You know what, mashallah, you're doing a great job. It's amazing the contribution you make into our institution or to the working force. We're cognizant about what you give in and we appreciate it." Everyone feels good. This is a human nature. And this is exactly what Imam Nawawi says. The prohibition is in the case where it will be flattery. And Abdullah ibn Mubarak said, "Man fariha bi madhi al-batil faqad istamkana ash-shaytanu min dukhulin fi qalbi." If you feel inflated and conceited with a false praise, then you allowing for devilish indoctrination. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, these are just, I just want to qualify it and clear the air and then support my claim of how lavish the Prophet ﷺ was in praising. But I just want to clear the air and balance the academic background to this here. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud used to say, "La ta'ajal fi madhi ahad wala fi dhammihi. فَإِنَّهُ رُبَّ مَنْ يَسُرُّكَ الْيَوْمْ يَسُوءُكَ غَدًا وَرُبَّ مَنْ يَسُوءُكَ الْيَوْمْ يَسُرُّكَ غَدًا." Don't be hasty in praising or criticizing, because humans are fickle by nature. They might impress you today and depress you tomorrow. And don't condemn you know, in a sense of hastiness, because a man might impress you today, depress you tomorrow. I'm not talking of hasty. I'm talking of a person who's with you for 30 years, a spouse to a spouse, a neighbor to a neighbor, an employer to an employee, a sibling to a sibling. The Prophet ﷺ was so generous in conferring praises on people that the books of hadith have dedicated volumes, that this is what Nabi ﷺ said about this sahabi. This is what he said about this sahabi. Babu manaqib. Oh, Abu Bakr is like this. Umar is like this. Aisha radiallahu anha is like this. Somebody was making dua, Allahumma arhamni warham Muhammada wa la tarham ma'ana ahada. Allah have mercy on me and have mercy on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and besides us nobody else. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what will it cost you to extend that mercy of Allah to everyone? If I hear praise of myself and no one else, I'm cool with it. I'm good all the way. Allah bless you, brother. We need more like you. Kathar Allahu amthalak. That's like tough, my brother. Cool. Laqad hajjarta wasi'a. What would you lose? What would you lose in praising others? So Imam Nawawi says, the way we reconcile between the two is, the prohibition is when you exaggerate it, or the person will be inflated. But if that's not the case, and by praising him, you cajole him, you stimulate him, you anchor him in his good, and you motivate others, mashallah, the student was so amazing, he feels acknowledged. You boost his morale, you motivate others, you acknowledge an employee, you acknowledge a neighbor, you give momentum to people, then this is not prohibited, it's meritorious, it's an act of worship, it's rewarding. أَمَّا الْمَدَّاحُونَ هُمُ الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مَدْحَ النَّاسِ عَادَةً وَجَعَلُوهُ بِضَاعَةً. When we talk of maddahun, these are people just wanting to praise and flatter and just get money. فَأَمَّا مَنْ مَدَّحَ الرَّجُلَ عَلَى الْفِعْلِ الْحَسَنِ والأمر المحمود يكون منه ترغيبا له في أمثاله وتحريضا للناس على الاقتداء به. You motivate people, then this is mustahab and this is preferable. So let's just go to some of the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and speak about this year to bring happiness to people by sincerely acknowledging them. Be open and candid and say, listen, you're an amazing spouse, you're an amazing employer, you're a brilliant neighbor, you're a phenomenal human. Learn to do this. It adds value to life. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was engaged in salah. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu came from the rear. He joined the prayer, and in the passion of securing the congregational prayer, he started at the door and then he walked in his salah. فَسَمِعَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ صَوْتَ نَعْلٍ. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi heard the sound of a scuffle, movement, shoes, someone. After prayer, مَنِ السَّاعِي. I heard a bit of background while I was in salah. Who, what? Abu Bakr, أَنَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. So what happened, oh Abu Bakr? No, I came and you were in ruku and I wanted to, you know, join. So I started from the door. I said Allahu Akbar and I walked in. Now there's two ways of dealing with this here. One is to say, listen, in future, start your salah at home. Why from the door? Start it from home, man. And then just cross the road and come. And the second is to say, well, that's not the way you do things. But it could only be the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah bless him. May Allah's choices, blessings descend upon him. Ajab faiz hai mere Nabi ka iqbal. Durood mein un pe parta hu, rahmat mujh pe barasti hai. عجب فیض ہے میرے نبی کا اے اقبال درود میں ان پہ پڑھتا ہوں رحمت مجھ پہ برستی ہے. Amazing indeed is the position of my Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I send salutations on him, blessings descend upon me. He said زادك اللہ حرصاً ولا تعود. Oh, that's an amazing passion to secure the congregation. May Allah increase you, may Allah bless you, may Allah take you many folds further. Don't repeat the action. That's wrong. Wow. Wow. Two things. He complimented him. He boosted his morale. In a world where our children are in the cyber world suffering low self-esteem, everybody's demoralized. Learn to boost the morals of people. Motivate them. The narration of Nasa'i, he comes in. Safiya radiallahu anha is crying. Ma yubkiki ya Safiya? Safiya, what makes you cry? No, my co-wife told me something distasteful. The narration of Nasa'i. She said, innaki la ibnatu Huyay. Now, Hafsa radiallahu anha was the daughter of Umar ibn Khattab. Safiya radiallahu anha's father was a staunch enemy of Islam. So she gave off an expression to say, I come from lineage, my father is the companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Leave alone your father, he's not the companion, he's not a Muslim, and he's an arch enemy of Islam. A little background to Safiya radiallahu anha, she came as Safi. Safi as the selection of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Khaybar. Ma afa Allahu ala rasulihi inna ahlalna laka azwajaka allati atayta ujurahunna wama malakat yaminuk mimma afa Allahu alayk. So there's faith, there's ghanimat, and there's anfal. These are three academic terminology with fine differences between all three. So initially Safiya radiallahu anha came in the share of a particular sahabi. One sahabi came and said, O Nabi of Allah, she came as a captive in the share of this sahabi. Innaha la tasluhu illa lak. But my honest opinion, given her profile, given your position, I think she would be more suitable for you. فَاسْتَحْسَنَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمْ مَا أَشَارَ بِهِ الرَّجُلُ. Nabi alayhi salam liked the idea. He said to that sahabi, return her back to the captives and you can select another slave and just leave it like that. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam then selected Safiya radiallahu ta'ala anha for himself. And then he sallallahu alayhi wasallam liberated her, empowered her, gave her honor and respect and dignity. And after 3 days he consummated with Safiya radiallahu anha. She was sitting with Nabi alayhi salam and he observed there were bluish marks by her eye. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Safiya, what's these marks by your eye? So she said, I was with my husband, my former husband, and I told him I dreamt like a portion of the moon fell in my lap. So he rebuked me and he said, looks like you fantasizing to marry the Prophet of the Arabs. تَتَمَنَّيْنَ مَلِكَ يَثْرِبْ. You want the king of Medina. And it wasn't long that Allah honored me and Allah paid you up. So when I told him that, he hit me and he slapped me on my face, and that's the imprint on my face. Safiya radiallahu anha is sitting. Hafsa radiallahu anha says, إِنَّكِ لَإِبْنَةُ يَهُودِيِّن. Your dad was a Yahudi. Your dad was Huyay ibn Akhtab. Nabi alayhi salam walks in. Some of us, we never short of criticism. We got enough things to criticize. But we never have any words of praise. When it comes to praise, we lack volume. We lack content. We lack confidence. We don't know how to confer. But come to condemn, we never short. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, No, Safiya. You know what? Inna abaki lanabiyun. وَإِنَّ عَمَّكِ لَنَبِيٌّ وَإِنَّكِ لَتَحْتَ نَبِيٍّ فَفِيمَ تَفْتَخِرُ صَفِيَّةٌ. No. Now Safiya's lineage goes up to Harun alayhi salam. Your dad Harun is a prophet. Your uncle Musa is a prophet. Your husband Muhammad is a prophet. Who has any rights to challenge you that they are more noble than you? Wow. Then he said, اتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَا حَفْصَى. Hafsa, keep clean and restrain yourself from such things. The narration is in Ibn Asakir. A person came to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu and he said, Inni ilayka haja. I have a need from you. Rafa'tuha ila Allahi qabla an arfa'aha ilay. I've presented it to Allah and after that I'm presenting it to you. Fa'in anta qadaytaha hamidtu Allah wa shakartuk wa illam taqdiha hamidtu Allah wa azartuk. If you can fulfill my need, I will praise Allah and acknowledge you. And if you cannot praise it, I will still praise Allah and excuse you. Wow. So beautiful, so clean, so honest, so sincere. So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu said, Uktub ala al-ard fa inni akrahu an ara dhulla su'ali fi wajhik. Do me a favor, whatever your need is, write it there on the floor. I don't want to see anybody humbling themselves before me. I don't become comfortable, a person begging, bowing, you know, in a modest posture before me. I don't feel comfortable. So if you communicate and express your sentiments on the ground, then I will look into it and I will assist you. Amazing. So the man was straight to the point. Inni muhtaj. I am a destitute. To the point. I find this amazing. Some people are writing you a question and a query, and they write it in this text language. You know, no full stops, no comma, no interjection, no separation, and the whole thing is all muddled up together. And you can't make heads or tails, and he's asking you a query, and then like, you haven't yet read, and you haven't replied. Do we realize the etiquettes of asking? And do we realize the protocol? Do we you know, apply our cognitive skills in this regard, if any. So when he wrote this, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu said, "Alayya bihulla," get me an outfit, a complete, you know, upper garment and lower garment, and he passed it on to him. So when he passed it on to him, see what he said. And that's the focus of my talk. We need to learn to acknowledge and praise. It's a human need. It's a human need. Every one of us are built in. This is how Allah praises the Anbiya. The Prophet said, "Inna likulli ummatin ameen. Wa inna ameena hadhihi al-umma Abu Ubaida." Or every nation can proud about their honest people. Abu Ubaida, we'll call you forward. We'll call you forward when it comes for every nation to speak about who was the most noble and trustworthy amongst them. He said, "Kasawtani hullatan tabla mahasinuha. فَسَوْفَ أَكْسُوكَ مِنْ حُسْنِ الثَّنَى حُلَلًا إِنْ نِلْتَ حُسْنَ ثَنَائِي نِلْتَ مَكْرُمَةً وَلَسْتَ تَبْغِي بِمَا قَدْ قُلْتُهُ بَدَلًا إِنَّ الثَّنَاءَ لَيُحْيِي ذِكْرَ صَاحِبِهِ كَالْغَيْثِ يُحْيِي نَدَاهُ السَّهْلَ وَالْجَبَلَ لَا تَزْهَدِ الدَّهْرَ فِي خَيْرٍ تُوَفَّقُهُ فَكُلُّ عَبْدٍ سَيُجْزَى بِالَّذِي عَمِلَ." I'll give you a synopsis of it. Time is running out. He said, "Kasawtani hulla, you've clad me with a beautiful garment. Tabla mahasinuha, inevitably the beauty of which will fade. فَسَوْفَ أَكْسُوكَ مِنْ حُسْنِ الثَّنَى حُلَلَى. But I will clad you with rich praises, and this will never fade. إِنْ نِلْتَ حُسْنَ ثَنَائِي نِلْتَ مَكْرُمَةً وَلَسْتَ تَبْغِي بِمَا قَدْ قُلْتُهُ بَدَلًا إِنَّ الثَّنَاءَ لَيُحْيِي ذِكْرَ صَاحِبِهِ. Verily, by praising someone, you give life to him. You give life to him. Sa'id ibn al-Musayyib told Ibn Shihab Zuhri, "Ma mata man taraka mithlak." The father who left a child like you behind, and the ustad whose product is this, you can tell your father and your teacher they've never died. If this is what they left behind, then your father is alive post his demise, because this is his product. "Inna thana'a la yuhyi dhikra sahibihi kalghayfi." I often say to people, says, "You know, I have a crisis in my life. My dad, I'm the only child, my mom is old, my wife and my mother have the issues, and it goes on." I said, "See, ideally if you have separate accommodation, you take care of both of them, you strike the fine balance, that's perfect. But if you cannot by circumstances, financial or otherwise, then at least what you need to do every morning, sit your wife in your bedroom and say, 'My darling, I love you, my baby. I appreciate what you're doing for me, my angel.' When you go in the kitchen and you serve mom, whether my mom rebukes you or she's harsh, I'm asking you, do it for me. And I want to hug you every morning and give you the love and the courage and the support to say, 'I appreciate it.' I'm not going to say the wrong of my mom is right or the right of my mom is wrong. That's my mom and that's my Jannah. I can't challenge my mom on it. And I'm not going to justify a mistake that she might potentially make, just as you might potentially make. But if you give boost to her morale, you'll give meaning to her to go back in that kitchen and deal with the challenges of that day. But if you don't give her a boost and you want her to be there, it's a tall order. It's a big ask. It's impossible. إِنَّ الثَّنَاءَ لَيُحْيِي ذِكْرَ صَاحِبِهِ كَالْغَيْثِ يُحْيِي النَّدَى. Anyway, my time is up. I just want to share one other thing quickly because it's really running out. Sayyidina Ali then said, "Give me 100 gold coins and give it to this man." We won't give that to our imam who's serving us for 10 years. So the sahaba said, "But he's a beggar, man. He came asking." He said, "هَذِهِ مَنْزِلَةُ هَذَا الرَّجُلَ عِنْدِي." The way he praised me gave me a reflection of how prominent he is. And because of that, I want to pay tribute to him. I want to leave you with this thought here. It's easy to praise when things are good. How many of us have the muscle and the courage to praise at the time when things become turbulent? یہ کس مذہب اور کس اخلاق کی تعلیم ہے کہ جس شخص سے ایک معاملے میں اختلاف ہو جائے تو اس کی ہر بات کی مخالفت کی جائے؟ امام الہند ابو الکلام آزاد رحمہ اللہ، یہ کس مذہب اور کس اخلاق کی تلقین ہے کہ جس شخص سے ایک معاملے میں اختلاف ہو جائے تو اس کی ہر بات کی مخالفت کی جائے؟ Where did you find this type of Islam in your life? Forgive me, I'm only quoting the words. Where did you find this? That if you differ with someone on one issue, then you make it a passionate agenda to oppose him in everything. It's the occasion of the conquest of Makkah. The Prophet ﷺ makes elaborate preparations. One of his own companion leaks out the information. Surah Mumtahina opens it up in great detail. Bukhari and Abu Dawood capture it in great detail. He sends a letter to the Meccans informing them of the move. I'm going to end on this note, just to conclude on this here. Praising amidst turbulence, having the courage. So, Nabi alayhi salam is informed to Wahi. He calls Bilal, he calls Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, Miqdad radiallahu anhu, and Abu Marthad. He said that, intaliqu hatta ta'tu rawdata khakhim. Get on your horses, gallop it till you come to this place. Fa inna fiha da'ina. There's a woman, her name is Sarah. She has a note intercepted. We come there. Fantalakna yata'ada bina khayluna ayyata Sarah. We moving swiftly, we get there. We say, listen, you got valuable information. She refuses. We said, latukhrijinna al-kitab. Listen, divulge it. We've got divine instructions. فَأَخْرَجَتْهُ مِنْ عِقَاسِهَا. She opens up a plaque, she gives it. مِنْ حَاتِبِ ابْنِ أَبِي بَلْتَعَ إِلَى نَاسٍ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ يُخْبِرُهُمْ بِبَعْضِ أَمْرِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. A letter from حَاتِبِ ابْنِ أَبِي بَلْتَعَ to the Meccans, informing them of the potential invasion of Mecca by the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. In present-day terminology, treason of the highest order. One of your own loyal, faithful companions have apparently betrayed you. Divulge your information. The Prophet of Allah has got it on a secret plan. He says, bring him forward. We don't need to engage him. We've got his autograph. I got footage. Nabi Sassam said, let's call him. Let's call him. Diffuse it. Let's call him. He comes forward. La ta'jal alayya ya Rasulallah. Oh Nabi Allah, don't be hasty. Let me set the record correctly. Ma kafartu wa la irtadattu. I haven't become a kafir. I haven't forsaken you. The truth be told, when I heard about your plan to invade Makkah, I'm not from Makkah. Inni kuntum ra'an mulsaqan fi Quraysh. Wa lam akum min anfusihim. I came from outside. I relocated to Makkah, but I don't have a base in Makkah. Wa kana man ma'aka min al-muhajirin lahum qarabat yahmuna biha amwalahum wa ahlihim. All your other companions that moved to Medina, they have family in Makkah. So when this invasion is going to happen, they have a family structure to protect their own interests. I have my wife and children in Makkah. I'm not from Makkah. I don't have a solid structure there. I came from outside. I'm a foreigner that came in Makkah. So I wanted to do the Meccans a favor by informing them of your potential invasion, thereby securing a favor to them. And in doing so, they will cover my back and cover my interest. In terms of your plan, I know very well, by me divulging one letter, it's not going to derail your plan or divert the help of Allah. Sayyidina Umar comes, O Nabi of Allah, we don't need to have these long discussions. Da'ni adrib unuqa hadha al-munafiq. O Nabi of Allah, let's close the chapter. This is hypocrisy. And this is where I draw your attention. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Umar, all said and done about his mistake. But we cannot strip him of the privilege of participating in Badr. He stood with me in Badr. And we need to view his mistake in light of his good. We need to criticize him in light of his accolades. We cannot isolate his mistake and ignore his good. Which human in the history of humans can ever display courage like, وَقَدْ شَهِدَ بَدْرًا وَقَدْ شَهِدَ بَدْرًا. He participated in Badr. وَلَعَلَّ اللَّهَ اِطَّلَعَ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ بَدْرٍ فَقَالَ اَعْمَلُوا مَا شَئْتُمْ فَإِنِّي قَدْ غَفَرْتُ لَكُمْ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the participants of Badr, you're free to engage in worship to the best of your ability, but your participation in Badr has forgiven your past and your future mistakes. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us that strength. In English they say, a proud person is one who feels violated when others are praised. Don't be like that, my brother, that you don't have the muscle and the courage. Don't be like one who praises people in their face and mocks them at the back. That's a sign of a munafiq. وَذِي حَسَدٍ يَغْتَابُنِي حَيْثُ لَا يَرَى مَكَانِي وَيُثْنِي صَالِحًا حَيْثُ أَسْمَعُ تَوَرَّعْتُ أَنْ أَغْتَابَهُ مِنْ وَرَائِهِ وَمَا هُوَ إِذْ يَغْتَابُنِي مُتَوَرِّعُ. Have the courage to praise people in their presence, behind their back. And if there's something that needs to be engaged, sit them down intellectually and engage them. My message is, my brother, go out, acknowledge people, pay tribute to people. May Allah make us amongst those people. وَصَلِّ اللَّهُمَّ وَسَلِّمْ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا.